Buenas tardes a todos. Les damos la más calurosa bienvenida a las 10th jornadas turísticas organizadas por la UNESCO y centradas en el continente africano. El conferenciante que nos hablará esta mañana es el doctor Paulus Kandungure. El doctor Kandungure lleva varios años trabajando en Sudáfrica, 10 años concretamente, pero sigue muy vinculado a su país de origen, Zimbabue, a donde viaja con frecuencia y suele pasar la mayor parte de su tiempo libre. Doctor Kandungure, muchas gracias por estar hoy con nosotros, compartiendo su saber y su experiencia. Muchas gracias también por el detalle que ha tenido con la organización de las jornadas y los 50 metros de preciosas telas con motivos africanos que nos ha traído como recuerdo. Le cedo la palabra, doctor Kandungure.
Good day, everybody. I thank you for the invitation and for the nice words. I am here today, as mentioned, to talk to you about one of my favorite places on earth, Zimbabwe. First, I will briefly introduce you to the history of the country. Secondly, I will describe its geography. Thirdly, I will discuss the country's religious groups. And finally, I will conclude with the ethnic groups. The history of my country, in a nutshell, can be described as follows. Zimbabwe's great deal of kingdoms and states have succeeded each other since the 11th century. The country was also a significant territory for trade, and it constituted a very important migration route. The British South Africa Company delimited the present territory at the end of the 19th century. In 1923, Zimbabwe became a British colony under the name of Southern Rhodesia. Rhodesia became an independent country in 1965, thanks to a conservative white minority government. After that, during 15 years, Zimbabwe experienced a terrible guerrilla civil war, and the country was internationally isolated. Everything ended in 1980 after the signing of a peace agreement and the creation of a new country named Zimbabwe, with Robert Mugabe as the Prime Minister. As for the geography, Zimbabwe is a southern African country with more than 150,000 square miles, and its capital is Harare. Although it is a landlocked country, it is located between two major rivers, the Limpopo and the Zambezi rivers. The countries surrounding Zimbabwe are Mozambique, Botswana, Zambia, and South Africa. Its population comes very close to 16 million citizens. There are no parts of Zimbabwe that can properly be defined as a desert, although the country and the southern part is severely arid. In terms of religion, in the 20th century, Christian mission schools played a very important role in Zimbabwe. In fact, most of the members of the first government of independent Zimbabwe studied in Christian mission schools. Thus, nowadays, 4/5 of Zimbabweans are Christian, half of them being apostolic. The rest of Christian churches are also represented in the country, but their presence is a lot smaller. Finally, with regards to Zimbabwe's ethnic diversity, the white population in the country is independent, where descendants of the European immigrants, and they were less than a quarter of the population. After World War II, there was a heavy immigration and the white population grew, mainly coming from Britain. A few thousand Asians are also settled in the country for trading purposes. There are also many Zimbabweans of mixed race. Zimbabweans with ethnic and linguistic diversity is reflected in the 2013 constitution of the country, which recognizes 16 official languages. I will conclude my presentation at this point. I remain at your complete disposal for any questions or doubts you may have. Thank you very much for your time and attention.
Muchísimas gracias, doctor Kandungure, por esta interesantísima charla de la que tanto hemos aprendido todos, sin ninguna duda. A continuación, daré paso sin más dilación a una ronda de preguntas entre el público antes de proceder al descanso para la comida. Les recuerdo que el almuerzo se servirá a las 12:30 y consistirá en una degustación de platos típicos. Mañana por la mañana, como ya saben, habrá una excursión a la Alhambra, situada a 400 kilómetros de Madrid. Les recuerdo que aún quedan plazas libres para aquellos que deseen apuntarse. Muchas gracias a todos por su atención y hasta dentro de un rato.